Thank you and good morning. Business owners in Humboldt County can take advantage of new tax credits offered by the state of California, and a county economic development office is doing its part to let business owners know. County officials will co-host a tax credit workshop with representatives of the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development on Tuesday the 30th at the Aquatic Center in Eureka. Owners of small, medium, and large businesses are encouraged to attend to learn the details about how to take advantage of 5 new tax credits from the state. For more information, contact Jacqueline Debitz at County Economic Development. The Sheriff's Office is investigating the theft of more than 140,000 gallons of water from a summer home in Shelter Cove. A woman from Napa called the Sheriff's Office on the 19th to report that she had been contacted by the Shelter Cove Water Company, that water usage at the house was abnormal. The water company was asked to check the house for leaks or breaks in the pipes, as well as to check to see if the water meter was working properly and all was in good working order. The property owner reported that between August 28th and July 29th, more than 140,000 gallons of water had been stolen from their home, and an investigation was opened. A deputy interviewed a neighbor who reported seeing a water truck in the area, and the water district had received reports of other water theft incidents, but nothing to this extent. The stolen water is worth more than $1,500, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A sheriff's deputy on patrol near Sproul Creek Road in Garberville around midnight on Tuesday conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle being driven by 42-year-old Anthony Coutain of Concord, California. The deputy reported smelling the strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle, and Coutain told the deputy he had some marijuana in a pipe, which he handed over. The deputy then searched the vehicle and found a black duffel bag that contained about 21 pounds of processed marijuana. Coutain was arrested for possession and possession for sale, as well as for driving without a license. In other local news, sheriff's deputies took a 29-year-old Cutton man into custody following a day of physical threats and at least one physical confrontation at a residence on Heron Road on Tuesday. The man is familiar to law enforcement because of mental health issues, and they have dealt with him in the past. The man's family feared for their lives, and at one point the man barricaded himself inside the house. There were knives in the house, but no firearms, and after an initial response during the afternoon, deputies were called back to the house on Tuesday evening. They then took the man into custody after he had barricaded himself in a bedroom, and he was taken for a mental health evaluation. Also, deputies and members of the Campaign Against Marijuana Planting confiscated more than 7,000 growing marijuana plants from 3 locations in the county. More than 4,000 plants were seized near Blocksburg and Dobbins Creek on Monday. On Tuesday, another 3,000 or so plants were destroyed at a grow site west of Hoopa. No arrests were made in connection with any of the grow sites. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you have followed the news regarding the county general plan update with any regularity, you'll be familiar with the eye roll that can accompany a question regarding the status of the GPU. Supervisor Rex Bone knows that eye roll well. The work on the update has been going on for over a decade, and despite some rosy outlooks, it will still be a few years before it's completed.
You know, I keep hearing it's, you know, we're close to being done, and I, you know, realization is by the time we do, you know, do the final check and the spell checks and the fine tuning and the mapping, we're probably 2 to 4 years away of getting it done. You know, you can blow smoke and say, hey, we're almost done with this. We're not.
Bone has answers for those who claim that the process is taking too long, or how come our county can't finish the job like other counties in the state.
Some are taking darn near as long as we are. Some aren't putting as much time and effort. I mean, you know, I call it the diversity element. We have a very, very diverse community that is very set in our ways, and they all want it to be a certain way.
Bone also pointed out that despite the fact that the general plan work is unfinished, it's not like we've been wandering around in the dark.
I don't want to put anything in there that would create a situation where we hinder economic development. We're still working off the old plan, but there is the overhang of what we do pass. I think the economic non-boom we've been suffering the 6 years has been aiding us to move this along.
There will be more meetings, more public outreach, and more news about the GPU before it's completed. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan.